This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, evangelist Adam Borden.
Thank you, Brother Les, and Merry Christmas to all of you listening to Riches from the Pages on Christmas Day. And so today I wanted to spend our time together, not in a live sermon clip as we usually do, but as been our tradition in these last several years with you, we want to go to the Bible and read at least a portion of the Christmas story. Luke chapter number 2, beginning in verse 1, we're very familiar with these verses, but I want to read down through verse 21 and give us our thought for the day. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was born of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. For our next little while together today, I want to speak to you on this thought. Jesus changed everything. When we think about everything that Jesus changed, we could begin with the fact that he changed time itself. We have a division according to his birth. B.C. stands for before Christ, meaning before the birth of Christ. And then A.D., Anno Domini, used to indicate that a time division falls between the period dating from the birth of Christ. It also changed the prophetic calendar according to the Word of God. When Jesus Christ was born, it began a countdown to the cross. There would be a cross that would be the true reason for the Christ child being born in Bethlehem, therefore being the Savior of the world. And in speaking of the world, he changed the whole world. The whole world celebrates a holiday today. Atheists say Merry Christmas. The world takes days off from work. Music is written. Decorations are displayed. Money is spent on presents by people who don't even believe and even deny Jesus' existence. But he also changed many personal lives, beginning with Joseph. Joseph and Mary. Joseph and Mary, who were charged to raise the Son of God, a tradesman and a simple virgin Hebrew girl, not by any merit or any earned advantage, but God used the lowly to accomplish the divine. Also on that blessed night, he changed the lives of some shepherds. Not even since the days of Elisha and his servant, found in 2 Kings chapter number 6, had mankind seen a host of heavenly angels. And on that day, Elisha prayed that the eyes of his servant might be opened. And the Lord opened his eyes, it says in verse 17, of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Oh, but this time the angel spoke to those shepherds, as we read just earlier, not as a time of war, but in a time of wonder, and gave them this instruction, go and tell. When you think about everything that Jesus changed, one thing changed dramatically, and that was the name Jesus. Jesus, the name, the proper name given unto a boy child. We find it only this day. Only one culture is bold enough to use the name of Jesus as the naming of one of their male children. In our Hispanic friends, and predominantly in the Catholic culture, the name of Jesus is sparingly used. And when we speak the name Jesus, it means something special. It means something wonderful. His name is given in the genealogy of Matthew chapter number 1. Verse 1 says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. In verse number 16, in the genealogy, it says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ, Christ being his divine title. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the announcement was made unto Joseph that his espoused wife, Mary, would be the mother of the Son of God. Verse 21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, when the apostle Paul, then called Saul the Pharisee, met Jesus on the Damascus road in verse number 5 of Acts chapter number 9, he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. He did not say, I am God. He did not say, I am the Lord. He did not say, I am Christ. But the name that was changed forever, he said, I am Jesus. In Luke chapter number 21, verse number 8, the Lord Jesus himself said, beware. He said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Oh, that name was changed forever. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, verse 9 and 10, told us how that name changed the world. He said, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and in things in earth and things under the earth. In the book of Acts, chapter number 4, it was preached, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men where why we must be saved. Oh yes, Jesus changed everything when he came to this world. He changed everything about this world, the world that he created, the world that he spoke into existence. He changed mankind, whom he formed of the dust of the earth in his own image. And though sin cursed this world, cursed humanity, and brought forth death, that name Jesus is spoken today to give life and to give light unto the souls and spirit of all mankind. Jesus changed every life that he came in contact with. He changed a prostitute's life. He changed Mary Magdalene's life from a life of sin and debauchery to a life of devoted service and worship of the Son of God. He changed Lazarus's life. Lazarus, who lied dead in a tomb for 4 days, his sisters mourning and questioning God, but Jesus changed life for Lazarus, bringing him out of paradise to live once again until he would face the grave again. Jesus changed the life of every disciple that he called. He changed those men from being fishermen and tax collectors and common men of commerce within that day and men of common practice in their life unto the disciples, the apostles, which would carry forth the news of his gospel. He changed the life of a rich man, a Pharisee named Joseph of Arimathea. When Joseph saw that Jesus upon that cross who had been born in that manger, he changed Joseph's life and he became a believer visibly and publicly. He changed the life of Saul the Pharisee into Paul the apostle. He changed the life of Stephen from being a deacon to a witness who testified in such a manner that it cost him his very life. He changes the lives of all who come in contact with him. And I'd like to testify today that he changed my life. He changed my life before it had very much gotten underway. In July the 13th, 1978, when I was but a six-year-old child, an angel didn't appear on a hillside in the middle of the night. No, the Spirit of God spoke to a little boy's heart in Cherokee County, Alabama, in a little church that still stands today, Noah Baptist Church. After the preacher, Brother Frank Sharp, had preached a message from Isaiah 53, verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray, and every one's gone his own way." I could not tell you any points of that message. I could not tell you specific words that preacher said, but I heard every single word that the Spirit of God, life-changing words that he spoke to me, showing me, convincing me of my lost condition, but advising me and inviting me and saying, "You can be saved if you will trust Jesus, if you'll call upon the name of Jesus. If you'll give your life to Jesus, forsaking sin and repenting of that sin." And so that night, I remember it well, that hot summer Alabama night, I slipped out of the end of the pew from between my grandparents, and I made my way down to that altar, just a little six-year-old boy. I'd never drank alcohol. I'd never smoked a cigarette. I'd never looked at pornography. I'd never gone any of the wicked places that the world goes. But still, I was lost. I had never committed murder. I had never struck out in anger at mankind. I had never profaned the name of God. I cannot even remember, other than some little fibs that I told to get myself out of trouble. I couldn't tell you very many things that I'd done. But what he did when he changed me that night, when I bowed in that altar in the best way I knew how, I cried out unto God, believing that he could save me and saying, "Lord, please save me, forgive me of my sins." That night, he changed me. You know what he changed? He changed my future. Because I was born again at a young age, I didn't have to have a testimony of what the world would have done to me and scarred me and marked me with all the markings of sin. No, he spared me of that. He changed me as my life was just beginning, and I'm forever changed. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." What about you? Has he changed your life? Has he made a difference in your life? Is there a time when you could say, "Oh, yes, I've been saved," but there is no change? Oh, no. You need to check. You need to check up. Are you saved today? Has he changed your life? Well, I promise you, according to the Word of God we've read today, he can change your life. I pray that you'll have a Merry Christmas.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with evangelist Adam Borden.